The business report starts with the economic effects of a smoking ban. Those effects might not be what you'd expect. Harvard University looked into the effect of a statewide smoking ban in bars and restaurants in Massachusetts. NPR's Chris Arnold reports the ban may have done more good than harm.
Before the smoking ban took effect, bar and restaurant owners predicted dire economic fallout. They warned it would drive people away from pubs and nightclubs and even hurt tourism. But nearly 2 years later, that hasn't happened. Gregory Connolly is a professor at the Harvard School of Public Health.
There's been no negative economic impact, so there's no valid reason for other states not to pass similar laws.
The study, which was paid for by an anti-smoking nonprofit group, had findings similar to other studies done in the past few years in California and New York. It found that liquor sales across the state showed no change after the ban, and employment at bars and restaurants actually rose by 5%. Matt Ross and his family run Doyle's Pub in Boston, which had been serving drinks and pub food to a room full of smokers since 1820.
We were a bit nervous. You wonder how certain customers are going to react to it.
Ross says the ban hasn't hurt his business, but it has changed it.
We've seen a slight drop-off in customers in the bar area. A couple of the old-timers that used to come in, have a few cigarettes with their drinks, don't come in anymore. You just don't see them. But in the same breath, with that, we've seen a lot of younger families coming in, a lot of young kids. And we've kind of adapted to that by taking, you know, the little kid cups, crayons for the kids to play with. And so we're evolving as an old-style pub.
Ross says if you're going to have a smoking ban, it's good to have it statewide so people don't just drive to the next town. He says the ban has hurt some bars that relied on customers who spent much of the day there drinking and smoking. Harvard's Connolly says he did get a call from one bar owner complaining that the guys who used to come in at 8 a.m. aren't coming in anymore. But to Connolly, that's probably not such a bad thing. So far, 7 states around the country have passed bans on smoking in the workplace. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.